Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Podiums are out at government buildings in front of the tricolour and the United Nations flag. We are expecting the three coalition leaders to take to the microphones in the next few minutes when Ireland will formally announce it is recognising the state of Palestine. Norway did it about 15 minutes ago, and we're expecting an announcement in the Spanish Parliament as well within the next hour. We're going to cross live to that press conference when it happens at government buildings in the next few minutes' time. But before we do that, let's bring in two guests. Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland and independent TD Cathal Berry. Gentlemen, I will advise you both that if we need to cross, I may be rude and cut across you, but Oliver Sears, first of all, your reaction to the decision of Ireland to formally recognise the Palestinian state?
Good morning. It doesn't really surprise me. This has been signalled for some time. I'd like to preface what I'm about to say by saying that, we all want peace in this region. I've been a committed peacenik who has wanted a Palestinian state for as long as I am aware of this region and this crisis. I think timing is everything. I think the timing is flatly terrible. You can't force peace on two warring parties. You have to create an atmosphere where there is at least the beginning of trust between the parties. We know this from the long peace negotiations that happened in the north of this country. At the moment,
Oliver, I'm going to cut across you there purely because this press conference is due to begin in government buildings any moment. It's worth pointing out that Israel has just recalled its ambassador to Ireland for consultations. Let's listen to Simon Harris. Well, he's due to start any moment now, just waiting for clearance from the government team who are with him there. And we'll hear him any moment now that he will be speaking on the steps of government buildings. We'll hear and bring you that press conference as soon as it begins. But it is significant as well that Israel has recalled the ambassadors to Ireland and Norway for consultations.
Yeah.
It's interesting, Shane, that that's a very swift response, isn't it?
It is a very swift response. We're watching pictures. We should be able to go to in a second. The Taoiseach flanked by Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, and by Éamon Ryan, the Green Leader. Let's go to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris.
In taking this important step in the coming weeks, this is an historic and important day for Ireland and for Palestine. On the 21st of January 1919, Ireland asked the world to recognise our right to be an independent state. Our message to the free nations of the world was a plea for international recognition of our independence, emphasising our distinct national identity, our historical struggle, and our right to self-determination and justice. Today, we use the same language to support the recognition of Palestine as a state. We do so because we believe in freedom and justice as the fundamental principles of international law, and because we believe that permanent peace can only be secured upon the basis of the free will of a free people. Taking our place on the world stage and being recognised by others as having the right to be there was a matter of the highest importance for the founders of our state. From our own history, we know what it means. Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising Palestine's own obligations under international law. It is a message to those in Palestine who advocate and work for a future of peace and democracy that we fully respect your aspirations to be living freely, in control of your own affairs and under your own leadership. On the 10th of May, 143 out of 193 UN member states, 80% of those present and voting, voted to determine that the state of Palestine is qualified for membership in the United Nations in accordance with the Charter of the UN. Our step today, taken with Norway and Spain, is a further recognition of the legitimate right to statehood. It is a statement of unequivocal support for a two-state solution, the only credible path to peace and security for Israel, for Palestine, and for their peoples. We have previously said that recognition is a step we would ideally have taken as part of a process towards that goal. However, we are three decades after the Oslo process, and perhaps further than ever from a just, sustainable, and comprehensive peace settlement. Our decision to recognise Palestine should not have to wait indefinitely, especially when it is the right thing to do. It is a decision being taken on its merits, but we cannot ignore the fact that we are taking it as Palestinians in Gaza are enduring the most appalling suffering, hardship and starvation. A humanitarian catastrophe, unimaginable to most and unconscionable to all, is unfolding in real time. How can anyone...
That is the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking outside government buildings. Some of the key points he made there. He was talking about a permanent peace being determined on the free will of a free people, referring to the people of Palestine. This is a statement of unequivocal support, he said, for the two-state solution, which he sees as the only path to peace, and making the point that it is the right thing to do. Oliver Sears, listening to that, this is a punt for peace. Do you see at least the validity in what the Irish government is trying to do, sir?
I think it's emotional. I don't think it's at all practical, and it simply doesn't recognise how this region is going to find peace. Gaza has a government that currently is an outlawed terrorist organization, which, even if you just park what has been going on for the last 7 months, is holding the hostages of a neighboring country. Let me just very briefly quote Salman Rushdie 3 days ago, the very famous Muslim author, who said that to recognize such a state that would be ruled by Hamas and would be a Taliban-like state, a satellite state.
That's Iran. A state ruled, Oliver, with due respect, that's a state that would be ruled by Hamas. The Irish state, Norway, Spain, none of them are saying it should be ruled by Hamas. It should be ruled by the determination of the Palestinian people.
But we are recognizing the people. There haven't been elections in 18 years.
We're not saying we should recognize Hamas. We're not recognizing Hamas.
So then what are you recognising?
Well, we're recognising the right of the Palestinian people to determine their own future as a state, rather than the terrorist organisation who, you rightly point out, is currently in control of part of the Palestinian state.
The Palestinians could have declared a state at any time since 1947. They've refused to. So why now? How do you think this will actually help peace in the region? I can't see it.
Cathal Berry, independent TD, how can this help that peace process the Taoiseach spoke about there? Realistically, will this make a difference?
Good morning, Jonathan, and good morning to Oliver as well. Yeah, look, I think it's on balance. It's a positive development this morning, particularly the fact that we're doing it with two other EU countries as well in a very carefully choreographed diplomatic move. So I think that's positive. I think it's the only logical way to do business, really, in light of what happened in the General Assembly 12 days ago, when an overwhelming majority of UN members, which are the nation states of the planet, decided to recognise the existence of Palestine and give it, or at least request that it be given full UN membership status as well. But to answer your specific question, how can it help? Really, it provides a backstop, because unfortunately what's unfolding in the tragedy in the Middle East at the moment is that the Palestinian people, both in Gaza and in the West Bank, are being driven off their lands and been driven to other countries. And the big concern is that the potential for a two-state solution, which I believe everybody wants because they want peace in the region, will not be a viable option. So that's what it's for, it's to create a backstop to prevent or at least reduce the risk of further evictions and illegal settlements in the West Bank, but also to hope to bring some modicum of I guess, a truce or some kind of a peaceful coexistence in Gaza as well.
The reaction has been somewhat swift from the Israeli government. They've recalled their ambassador for consultations. That's a diplomatic slap, if ever I've seen one.
But a very minor one, and on the scale of a diplomatic response, that's probably at the lower end. So, I mean, I would have no major issues with that at all. She'll probably be back in about 3 or 4 days' time. So that's a very, very minor issue.
Oliver, final word to you. How do you think the Jewish community in Ireland is going to react to this news?
I think that, I mean, they know that this has been coming. My sense is that they will be very disappointed because they see it as a reward to Hamas. Everybody in the community is sickened by what's going on, wants peace. And most Jews I talk to are absolutely in favor of a two-state solution. It's just the timing.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Oliver Sears, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland, Cathal Berry, Independent TD. Thank you both for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.